866-2237.
America tonight. Oh, the ball will drop in less than a week on a new year. What does it mean for the Republicans? What does it mean for all of you? And we're going to look back on 2011 during this show. Plus, our man in Hollywood, Stephen Shohead, joins us to talk about Mission Impossible. Has Tom Cruise turned a corner? Is he finally on the right track? In other words, printing money in the basement again. I mean, who cares about Tom Cruise? Is the movie good? We do these cheap movie reviews. When you go to the movies and you're going to plop down 20, 30, I don't know how much money you pay. If you go at night, it's more costly, 9, 10 bucks, and usually you're not by yourself. And then, of course, if you get popcorn and candy and all that other stuff, it does end up costing you a bundle. So when you go, you want the movie to be good, right? You don't want to bomb where you want to leave in the middle of it after you've spent some pretty good dough, unless you waited until it came out in the dollar theaters or you rent it by doing the Redbox thing. But that that means you wait for 8-9 months until then. So he's coming up at the bottom of the hour. But right from the get-go, everybody wants to handicap what's going on with the Republicans, including, of course, the Democrats. Now, Iowa is just around the corner. Some people are starting to turn a corner, like Rick Santorum, showing a little signs of life before this Iowa caucus, which will be this time next week. And then the week after that, of course, we're coming up on New Hampshire and the first primary there. Well, the New Hampshire polls show that independents might not be too kind to Mitt Romney. The former Massachusetts governor does lead rivals by 7% among independents, but he slipped. That compares with 22% among all voters. What does it mean? It means that we're all about the polls, and the polls are here for a reason. I always throw out this qualification. Why do we give a hoot about the polls? Because usually when you add them up, it starts to show certain trends. That's why the Republican kingmakers pay attention to them, like Rince Priebus, who is the chairman of the Republican Party. Everybody's asking him for his 2 cents on what he thinks is going to happen. It's going to happen, and like going to a horse race in December and looking at some of the horses that could be in the Kentucky Derby, it's way, way too early. But is the Republican field too crowded? Here's what he had to say.
People around the country, and especially in Iowa, want to make sure that their decision is sound. I think it's really important to this country that we put up a candidate that's smart and articulate and that can beat this president and save this country economically. We haven't had one single primary yet. There's going to be 50 of them. This is going to be just the start. We're excited about this.
Yeah, he makes a good point. 50 primaries. We're just at the very tippy-tippy top of everything going on. If we see that somebody emerges 5, 6 primaries into this, maybe things change. But I really think this is a horse race all the way through probably the spring. It's just a question of who are the horses that are in the lead. Is Mitt Romney, I think he's going to be the guy who's always there in the pack. But what happens with Newt Gingrich? What happens with any other contenders? Will Ron Paul move up? Ron Paul, in some people's eyes, really should be there already. And then there are other people who think that he needs to be completely on his own in a third party. The third party question is big. Guarantee here on this show, folks, this is what you can count on. When we head into 2012, we'll be talking about that a lot. We'll be talking about that with a lot of strategists in and outside of the Beltway. And, of course, all of you, because you're always welcome to throw in your 2 cents. If you're alive and kicking out there, please call America tonight. You know, you're always welcome. That's what this overnight highway is about. I don't care if you're right of right, left of left. I don't care what your labels are or if you don't have a label. 800-259-5791. All right, something to make a big stink about right from the top of the show when it comes to money, money, money. You know how we all feel about borrowing, borrowing, borrowing. Well, the Obama administration is going to ask Congress to increase federal borrowing by $1.2 trillion because we're approaching the debt limit set by the law. So the White House sends it up the flagpole to Congress at the end of December, the day the debt is projected to rise within $100 billion of the $15.194 trillion limit. So Congress gets notified. This is how it happens. We've been down this road already to raise, remember what happened before, they have to raise the terms of the deal to raise the limit that they worked out back in August after a two-month standoff between 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and the Republicans that was followed by a massive cut in the debt rating by the S&P, by Standard & Poor's, and all that other gobbledygook that went into the nonsense that we saw repeated when we talked about whether or not we would get the payroll tax extension, the payroll tax cut extension. It's the same old standoff. It's just, and it's always about money, but it's just different swords that are being pulled out of these boxes on the Hill. And this is the problem. This is why 2012 is so big. And of course, all of you are completely aware of that. To be sure, some other things have happened around the country, not just all the stuff coming out of Washington, because really Washington right now is like a ghost town. It's more of the politicking outside of the Beltway, and mostly with the Republicans who are running in Iowa because it's so close, and then New Hampshire and all the projections and all that sort of stuff. But otherwise, pretty much everything is shut down. Maybe some of you are listening to me right now, kicking back because you're not working. You actually had some days off to hang out with your family and do some other things, putter around the house, swing a golf club inside the house because it's probably too cold wherever you are. Well, one thing that's happening that we're going to talk about is oil going up as Iran is threatening the Strait of Hormuz. As you know, that's where everything goes through. That's why we talk about why Iran is so key. Why do we care about that nutball, Ahmadinejad, so much? Because of the flow of oil, for one. So oil shot up as Iran is threatening to just cut off the shipping routes through that strait. So what does that ultimately mean? This is something that could affect us here in the United States. I don't know what you're paying at the pumps right now. I know that I filled up the other day, and it was $3.09. Maybe you're paying somewhere in the twos, $2.85 or so. Or if you're listening to me in Illinois, it seems like you really get the punch in the stomach, just like they do in parts of California. But, you know, this is what affects all of us. If you're driving SUVs, if you're hauling kids around, grandkids around, or if you're like our pal Jay in Kentucky, and many of you truckers who are out there, what you're paying for diesel, and then you see that when that shoots up, boy, that really adds to everybody's woes, because ultimately it's passed on to all of us when you go to the grocery stores and whatnot. What is tacked on to a loaf of bread? What's tacked on to produce? Especially, you'll see, like a head of lettuce will be some ridiculous amount of money, and it really varies depending on where we are as far as oil is concerned and what people are paying at the pump. So by cutting off the strait, that would be very detrimental to all of us. We've seen that U.S. February crude rose from 166 to 101.34 a barrel, and that hit almost that high earlier in the day. So it's shooting up. It's well over 100. As I say, pay attention to what crude is, and you'll know where oil's going. Stay with us. Some odds and ends in your backyard coming up on the flip side.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Everybody listening to America Tonight, I don't know what you got in your stockings, but hopefully no lumps of coal. We handed out lumps of coal in our last couple of shows before we took off for the holidays for a few quick days. Now we're back at it, of course. We're going to wrap up 2011. We're heading into 2012. What are the things we learned and what are the things we didn't learn? Obviously, spending is still the key problem in Washington. You heard me mention about the fact that this is a formality, I guess, if you will, but the fact that the president is looking for a $1.2 trillion debt ceiling hike. I mean, you know, in our lives, you got to think, what is the high water mark here? It's like I was just talking about gas and oil, and there is a threshold where people start to freak out, and it does change. But now it's like the $4 mark, or just over $4. People just throw up their arms in disgust and think, well, I'll just get a Segway. I'll find some other way to go to work. I'll have to take the bus from now on. I can't afford this because it's eating into too much of my budget and I'm not getting a raise or I don't have enough money to stretch this. So that's one thing the government hasn't learned, how to be on a budget. It's like they need a diet in Washington. They need to lose a ton of weight, of debt weight. But we all know this because we have to do this in our individual households. So this is nothing new. But what does it mean as we take it into 2012? I mean, that ultimately is the key thing. I said we were going to talk about odds and ends. So other things that have happened around the country, maybe while you took a couple of days off and you weren't paying attention to too much of what was going on in the news. Well, from the entertainment world, this is kind of interesting. It would almost fit in one of our segments that we like to call here on this show, We Can Count, because it's about numbers. Well, you thought Kim Kardashian had a short marriage. How about Sinead O'Connor? Her marriage ends after just 16 days. We're not talking about second, third husband. We're talking about fourth husband. So she got married in a big wedding, sort of a big wedding, I guess, in Las Vegas. And the woman who was famous for that old song, remember, Nothing Compares to You, announced through a website, because that's what people do now, that she's trying to keep it private, but it was going to be leaked, so she felt like she had to leak it herself, but that there was pressure put on her husband by people in his life not to be with her, blah, blah, blah. So within 3 hours of the ceremony, pretty much the marriage was over. But officially they announce it. 16 days. Okay, the boyfriend, I don't know much about him. Just some ordinary Joe or ordinary Barry. His name was Barry Hedridge. And they say that this is it. And it was all because of the friends. Isn't it usually the other way around? That the woman's friends are dogging the guy? So, like I said, this is her fourth time around. And she just says, you know, hey, I'm just going to set him free. He's a wonderful man, and that's it. I wonder how costly, though, that'll be to her. So of celebrity marriages, of which I know most of us don't really care, when you think 16 days, boy, 16 days. How long did she know him before that? Crazy. And Kim Kardashian, for at least a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of time, does not have to be in the news cycles of having the shortest marriage, because now that gets tossed off to O'Connor, who, by the way, at 45, I guess now moves on to perhaps number five eventually, or doesn't get married at all. All right, this is a crazy, scary thing. To me, we always talk about what happens if you win the lottery, and what would your life be like if you won the lottery, the biggest fantasy of most people. It is, even if you just plunk down a dollar every once in a while. Because then you hear the stories of rags to riches or just pure luck. And, geez, now your kids go through college. You don't have to worry about it. 180 days, I guess, wasn't enough for somebody to come forward. Because they say the winner of a $77 million lottery ticket didn't come forward in time. It was a Powerball ticket from the end of June. It was a drawing at the end of June. And it wasn't turned in by Monday. So what they do is the clock runs out. There's a time on this. So they see, so these are the winning lottery numbers. 24, 30. I'm just going to say them because I thought it was interesting. 24, 30, 45, 57, 59. The Powerball was 26. And it doesn't even matter now, but the winning ticket was definitely picked up at a travel center stop near Alabama, between Georgia and Alabama. So somebody loses all that money. Matt, can you imagine? I know when the lottery gets high, not that you and I are gamblers, but you'll plunk down a dollar or two on this. You win you have the winning numbers and you just don't know it because, I don't know, you forgot about the ticket. Or you can't find, probably forgot about the ticket is what I'm thinking.
There have been times where I haven't immediately checked the numbers, but I always hang on to it and check it before I throw it away or do anything with it. You know, I can't believe that you just wouldn't check.
I can't either.
Especially if you know it's not been claimed either. I mean, somebody must have lost it or thrown it away or done something like that.
Exactly. I don't understand it, how that happens. I mean, I understand you can misplace a ticket, but, you know, eventually you check it. Or I'm like Matt, I don't check it right away, but it's somewhere, it's there. It's in the car, it's wherever, right? Somewhere. So imagine if for some reason this person finds it. Oh, the worst. Would that not be the worst if you hear about this whole deal that I'm talking about on the air, and then somehow you go back and you find this ticket, it's too late. It doesn't matter. You can't, you know, a month from now, a week from now, whatever it is, you cannot claim it. It's over with. It's done. Ooh, I think that would pretty much be the buzz in the backyard. All right, this is some of the buzz also going on, maybe in your neck of the woods. Maybe people are talking about this because, you know, of all the things besides what's going to happen in 2012, what's in your wallet, that kind of thing, end of the year, Do you have your taxes ready? Do you have a bag of receipts? I'm thinking out loud what people say to each other. Or, of course, we're at the tail end of the football season. Who's in, who's out? That's a big deal. We do the thing called nail the score. Did anybody nail the score? That's always a big deal on this show. And, you know, we're hoping that we'll have a winner. We'll do it, certainly, through the playoffs. And we've had some people come close, but we haven't had anybody nail the score. We had a lot of people that called in on our last segment that we did before we skipped away, and that was Thursday into Friday, and the game was the Giants and the Jets. A lot of playoff implications there, because the Giants, of course, after their own blunders, hanging on, and ultimately they beat the men in green, and then we're seeing in the NFC East, somehow the Cowboys aren't completely out of it, and then there are other teams that are hanging on by a thread. But the reason you care, even if you don't like football, is you know that we have some more of this nail-the-score stuff, and I always say it's paralysis by over-analysis, because, you know, does it really matter if you analyze what the teams are doing? Yeah, maybe it helps you in coming up with a scoring guess, but probably not. It's just like the lottery we were talking about. It's just numbers that you're coming up with. So last Thursday, the Colts end up beating the Texans 19-16 in a real thriller where it comes down to the wire, at least for the Colts, but they did blow the chance to get Andrew Luck, it's looking like, in the draft. So what was that win for? Because you think of what he could have been to that team. Now, the Jets and the Giants, because this was the nail the score game, and I know a bunch of you asked me if anyone nailed the score. The Giants did win it 29-14, and nobody had that score. A lot of people picked the Giants. I picked the Giants 35-28. Rick in Illinois picked the G-Men 31-20. We had Dr. E in Kentucky. He said the Giants win it 17-10. And we had a bunch of people that picked the Jets, too. But nobody nailed the score, 29-14, an odd score. So it didn't happen this week. But we have another week left in the straight-up regular season, so we will be back again. For all of you who are getting ready for the New Year's, getting ready to celebrate over the weekend, and into Sunday, we will be doing another nail the score. Who knows what game that'll be? The computer randomly selects the game of the week, and there are a slew of good ones that it could ultimately be, including the Lions and the Packers. That's not a bad game. Will the Packers, you know, lose that one because they're so in it and they've got everything they need? How about the Saints and the Panthers? Only because the Panthers are trying to keep that head up. How about the Titans and the Texans? The Titans aren't out of this. I don't know. I don't know what the game of the week will be, but make sure you stick around for our third hour on Friday so you can try and nail the score. Stephen Shohet on the flip side.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
I am actually dying to see that flick, folks. I don't know how many of you have already gone to see it. Maybe it's on your holiday list. Maybe you saw it already. It's on my list. I'm going to try to go this week for sure, for sure, for sure. It just looks so good. The effects look good. The acting looks really strong. And I'm just basing this on the fact that I like the trailers and some of the reviews that I've read. So who better to have on the show to talk about all things Mission Impossible and, of course, Tom Cruise than Stephen Shohat. We talk to him each and every week here on America Tonight. He's the author of a fabulous book called Hollywood Story, Short Entertaining Anecdotes of the Stars and Legends of the Movies. He really is the best storyteller, and this book is all about the stories. So here he is, joining us in the flesh, so to speak. Hey, Stephen, how are you?
Hey, Kate. I'm great. I hope you had a great Christmas.
I did. Did you have a good holiday so far?
Yeah, it was really nice. Thank you.
Excellent. So did you see Mission Impossible yet, or no, it's on your list too?
No, I've seen it. I've seen it, and I enjoyed it. It's not... I really like action, but I also really like character, and really, the characters are secondary to the setting up the stunts, which are absolutely incredible. I mean, when he's on the building, when Tom Cruise is on the building, that is just an amazing scene, and he didn't have a double for that. They had a lot of cables around him that they got rid of with computer generated images, but But I mean, it's really something. And my regret is that I didn't see it in IMAX. I just happened to take it in at the local theater here. But I mean, it's just an amazing visual experience, and it doesn't take itself seriously. It's fun. So if you're expecting, great deep character development, you probably won't get that. But I mean, Tom Cruise, he's charismatic and he's a movie star and he knows what to do, and it was a very entertaining movie.
Oh, so great. So you gave us a good hint there. Better to see it at IMAX than to see it in a regular theater if you can. I've got one of those. Plus, we have an Omnimax. A lot of people have where it's all the way across, in the round. That'd be kind of neat, I think, for that scene you're describing.
Yeah, I think definitely if you have an opportunity to do that, and of course if you can afford it, and if it's there, then that would probably be a better way to see this film.
All right, so Mission Impossible, as they all stack up, and you've probably seen some of the others, is this one of the better ones, do you think, for Tom
Cruise? I think it's
Cruise?
The best one that I've seen. I think I missed the third one, but I think it's definitely the best one I've seen. You go back with that show. The show was actually a much different concept from what they have now. There was a movie called Topkaki back in 1964, where Peter Ustinov won the Academy Award for a caper movie that really inspired the Mission Impossible. It was supposed to be like a con job caper thing, not the biggest. I mean, obviously they have the special effects at the beginning of the show with the message self-destructing and all that stuff, but it was based on capers and cons, and the cast of the show, a couple of them absolutely hated the Tom Cruise movie back in 1996. I mean, Greg Morris, he walked out of it. He was so upset about it. So Martin Landau was very unhappy with it either. Unhappy with it as well. So it's what they have in the movie, what Tom Cruise and the people around him have done, is totally different from the Master of Disguise con job that they originally had on the show.
Yeah. And do you think, well, for our times, because you have to, it seems like you have to have the special effects and the boom and the big, it works probably better in this era. And what Mission Impossible used to do worked really better for that era, do you think, or could you meld them both together?
I don't know. I don't know if you could. And obviously, television, a weekly show, is one thing, and spectacular blockbuster movies are another thing. So I think what Tom Cruise does is definitely better for the if you're going to expect people to pay money, big money, to go see it. I mean, I think you're going to probably be more satisfied with the Tom Cruise version, but it's not either or, and I can understand. If you go back with the actors on the show, I mean, they thought that for years they would get an opportunity to be in the movie. Now, Martin Landau was actually offered a chance, and I guess he turned it down or wasn't interested. But also, I mean, if you go back to the first movie, one of the characters from the TV show turns out to be a bad guy, and there was a lot of resentment from the original cast for that happening. The other thing was, in the original show, the characters were, it was kind of a grim situation, and Peter Graves, who played Jim Phelps, he once told a story that one time he accomplished the mission, and then he smiled, and he was told by Bruce Geller, the producer of the show, do not smile. I mean, you just do your job and get out of there. Don't look like you're having any fun. So I mean, that's one thing. You know, whatever you say about Tom Cruise, I mean, he's very intense, but he does look like he's having some fun up there. Again, they have that element. I mean, with Simon Pegg in this movie, they have that lighthearted element going on to a certain extent. Now, the thing also about that show, I mean, if you go back, Martin Landau and Barbara Bain, even though they had contact contract problems on that show and eventually left it. They really had a lot of fun doing it. I mean, Barbara Bain, who played Cinnamon, said she absolutely loved being on that show. But after Martin Landau left, he was replaced by Leonard Nimoy. And Leonard Nimoy said it was a very unfulfilling experience because when he was playing Spock, he had this inner life as a character, and he said that the characters on Mission Impossible, including his character Paris, had no inner life whatsoever. Had you know they were ciphers, and he said he thought it would be interesting because you're playing this different character every week, but compared to Mr. Spock, it wasn't interesting at all. So Leonard Nimoy didn't care if he was in the movie or not, and had no sentiment toward the show whatsoever. So people have different ways of viewing it, and I think Tom Cruise's approach to sort of do the lighthearted way it definitely makes sense for this time.
Yeah, do you think, so for Tom Cruise, is this kind of a little bit of a turnaround? I mean, he needs some box office jolt, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's hard to say because it's a franchise movie. So it's right now, movie stars are less and less of a marketing factor in Hollywood at this point. I mean, like if you dive around on the Sunset Strip and you see the billboards, like when they had the Transformers, they didn't have Shia LaBeouf's image up on the billboard at all, or Inception. You know, they barely mentioned Leonardo DiCaprio. They mentioned Christopher Nolan instead. So movie stars generally are considered to be less of a marketing factor than they were years ago, which is distressing to agents, distressing to managers, because stars are getting offered less. But there is a sentiment going on in Hollywood right now that people are rooting for Tom Cruise to sort of make a comeback after he's had some movies that haven't done as well the last couple of years. And the one thing about him is, I know people have different personal opinions, but he works his tail off. He does the movie star thing. He goes out there to the red carpet premieres. He's great with fans when it comes to autographs and picture taking. Everything you're supposed to do, that's what he does. It reminds me years ago when Oliver Stone, he made the movie The Doors and the Born on the 4th of July consecutively, and he was comparing Val Kilmer to Tom Cruise, and he said, you know, Val Kilmer could work for 2 hours, and then he needs his masseuse, but Tom Cruise, 14, 15, 16, 17 hours a day, never complains, just keeps going like the Energizer Bunny. So definitely there are some people in Hollywood who are kind of rooting for him to come back. Now, the one thing they did with this movie is Jeremy Renner is in it, and part of the reason for that is just in case Tom Cruise, at the age of 49, doesn't play that role again of Ethan Hunt, that Jeremy Renner could take his place as the head of the Impossible Missions Force.
Yeah. And that makes sense because there's something about Renner and that he's caught. He says it's funny. He's an overnight sensation, which really he's not. He has serious acting chops, and it's taken him for a long time to get where he is. But I think the actors in Hollywood really like him, and they want to see him do well.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I think he he's well liked I'm sure he's got the charisma to potentially take over that franchise. Although after this movie, I'll bet you'll see Tom Cruise in another Mission Impossible.
Yeah, I think so too. I think we'll see him again. As always, it's so fun to talk to you, Stephen, each and every week. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You got it, Kate. HollywoodStories.com.
All right, check it out, everybody. Happy holidays. Thanks so much, Stephen.
You got it.
All right, coming up, too, the next time we talk to Stephen will be into a new year. Do you believe us? That means a whole new category of movies. I mean, this really is the season to go to movies. As I said, a lot of people have their lists made. I want to go see Mission Impossible, and there's a couple of others that I want to see. Even the Matt Damon flick, I think I'm going to go and check that out. We Bought a Zoo, because it's based on a true story. And Stephen's talked about that movie in the past when he's been on the show, so interesting. Don't forget we have our cheap movie reviews that comes up at the tail end of the week, too. Same show as Nail the Score on Friday morning. Coming up next, however, we're going to check your email.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Heading toward the finish line for this hour of America Tonight. I said that over the last couple of days, man, Santa delivered some serious mail to America Tonight, ranging from all kinds of things, just what you were doing for the holidays, because I asked people, what are some of the cool things that you're going to do for traditions and that kind of stuff, to things concerning what was going on with the Republicans and the race to grab that presidential nod on the Republican side of the aisle and the back and forth over the payroll extension, whether or not that tax break was going to be there. And then we saw what happened at the end. It's just a Band-Aid for 2 months. So we're going to check the mail here in a second. Like I said, it's kind of scatter shooting as far as what people wanted to talk about, but still, obviously, some of you weren't completely burying your heads underground. You were still paying attention a little bit to what was happening. So without further ado, let's run to the mail room.
You have mail, mistress.
Can we hear that again?
You have mail, mistress.
I don't know how much we pay this guy, but he has the best pipes, I'm telling you. It's got to be some big amount of money. I'm serious. It's got to be some kind of big cash thing. The real big-time voiceover people get paid crazy amounts of money, or they used to anyway. All right, so our first one comes to us from Bubba, who says, Happy holidays to everyone on America Tonight. I was wondering about resolutions. Kate, do you believe in resolutions? do you think that it's good to set expectations and then ultimately watch and tick them off as you go through the year? The reason I ask this is because usually that's what people talk about at the end of the year, what's coming up, what they're going to do, and what they hope to accomplish. And that is kind of an interesting personal deal. And we do have resolutions here and there. We'll probably do some for other people, what I think their resolutions should be. In fact, I know we're going to do that segment. We're going to talk about politicians, sports people, entertainers, that kind of thing. But personally for resolutions, the problem is it's like goals. So you can sit here and make this a whole list of things you're going to do. But I think the bigger you get, the bigger list you get, the more you just get wrapped up into the list, and then you don't end up doing any of them. And it's usually the same for everybody. You know, go to the gym, look better, eat better, take more road trips with the guys. I don't know. Get a chance to actually go hunting and fishing, whatever it might be. And then you have these expectations and all these different lists, and it just... you don't do them. You don't end up doing a lot of the resolutions. That's the problem. It's fun. It's fun to kick it around, though. So we're going to have fun with it because we're going to give resolutions to other people. How about that? Here's one, and this comes to us from Denny, who says, Kate, sad news. I worked for Sears for such a long time. Luckily, I don't work there any longer. But did you hear that they're closing a bunch of their stores because they just aren't getting any sales? So it's interesting that we hear about consumer confidence, this word, that it's up. If it's up, where are people spending their money? You know, Dad, that's a good question because I've been paying attention lately to what's going on with stocks and what they're talking about with the department stores and whatnot. And it seems like the higher end places are doing better. Some of the higher end places, not the Walmarts and stuff, because of course we want to buy all the China crap that we can for no money. And we certainly keep China in business. But the problem is that middle end people aren't spending as much. So what is it that's happening with Kmart and Sears? Because that's part of the whole Sears thing. They say they're closing, I want to say, over, what's like 120 stores, whatever it was that he was talking about that. And, of course, their shares have fallen through the floor. So what's the decline of this? Is it because of Walmart? And I'll tell you what I think it's because of. I think people go online more than anything. So they go to Amazon.com. How many of you got presents from Amazon? I bet some of you did. I bet some of you ordered things on Amazon because you can get certainly the discounts there and order XYZ amount of things, then you get the free shipping. But people, I don't know that people are shopping as much. I think they're shopping online more, and maybe that's hurting stores like it. And maybe the stores are in bad locations, and I don't know, maybe what they're stocking isn't so great, especially when you come up against what their competition would be. And I keep coming back to Walmart because that's probably going to be one of their bigger competitive places, or maybe even Target. Targets now seem like they've gotten bigger. I think I was driving down the road the other day and I saw a Super Target. They have these Super Targets where it's the one-stop deal where you have a grocery store and you can get, auto parts and you can get other things that, whatever, from everything from, holiday cards to clothes to whatever. I mean, just basically everything's in there. And maybe that's what's hurt them, and maybe they were too specialized. I mean, I don't know. I think it's partially because of that. And electronics used to be their big thing. Well, think of the competition in the electronics world. How many people are running out to Sears to get that stuff now? And I would say that that's probably why. So good thing for Denny, he's not working there any longer. Too bad for the people that are, though. That's a lot of people you would think if they're closing that many that'll be end up being out of work. Mm. All right, let's hit on something else here. This is from Jacob, who says, America Tonight. I've been dying to think, or find out anyway, what you all think of Ron Paul's run. Do you think Ron Paul has a shot to be the dark horse that you always talk about in the Republican Party? I think Ron Paul has very loyal followers. I think he's right on when he talks about, for my taste, when he talks about smaller government, less red tape, all of that. Not saying no government, but just smaller. And also when he talks about the problems that we have with the Federal Reserve and, of course, not cutting spending and the high deficits. I mean, I can point to probably 8 or 9 or maybe more things that I agree with, probably most of the financial stuff with Ron Paul. The problem is in other areas he veers off into different corners where people will not follow him. So he's got a loyal base of people. He's turned up big in a lot of the straw polls. He turned up big in the poll that we had here on America Tonight. But the Republican Party, who has a say in where they're going to spend the dough, where they want to see things go, I don't see them and him being the guy, them picking Ron Paul as the person that's going to be there in the end. Now, a lot will be said by the votes, I think, in the primaries. And if for some reason, it would be interesting, if he came up on top in a bunch of the primaries, if he came out on top, what would happen then? That would be fun to watch. I think it'd be fun to watch how the Republicans couldn't discount Ron Paul. But I'm not so certain, even though he's saying no now, that he doesn't veer off into a third party. I mean, he served 11 terms. He's altogether 11 terms he served as a congressman from Texas. So he certainly has the political background. I mean, you could go back and you can look at his record. And when he talks, at least, he never veers and hasn't, if you go back. I think it'd be pretty hard to trip him up on what he's saying. But the problem is he palatable enough to the people who are going to handpick who they want in the Republican Party? So the answer is because of the sidebar things where he goes too much onto the wacky side, they're not going to push him there. So maybe it does end up being a third party. All right, we had one here from a couple of letters, one from Bill, and then there were 6 or 7 others who kind of said the same thing. We're asking about the whole payroll tax thing. What Bill says out of Vegas is, Kate, this is ridiculous. The shenanigans with this whole payroll tax thing. Who could even watch C-SPAN? It makes you want to hurl listening to any of these politicians. I'm not just being another bitter American. I've seen it. I really used to like politics. Now I'm just sick of it. Politics is a dirty word in my book. They can never make up their minds. Well, they made up their minds on a 2-month Band-Aid anyway, this time around. So they were on the brink of raising taxes before the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, ended up giving in. He threw up the white flag and said, I give. So the fallout, though, and what's going to happen from that, I mean, the approval ratings, the president's approval ratings have been the biggest that he's had in a year. And so 47% in a Gallup poll that was just released. But the House Republicans and Congress in general, oh, some of the lowest numbers they've ever seen. 11% approval ratings. Ooh, that's ugly.